and welcome to Being Mindful. I'm Lillian Larty and I'm joined in the studio with my co-host, Pastor Deji Ayarende. Okay, so Being Mindful is our regular broadcast that explores issues surrounding our quality of life as Christians, including mental and emotional well-being, finances, family, relationships, careers, and much, much more. If you are a regular listener to Being Mindful, then you know we also deal with other relevant and current issues. If you're joining us for the first time on Being Mindful, welcome. And as always, during the show, we would love for you to get in touch and participate, be a part of today's program. And we will tell you more about today's topic in a moment. Now, the easiest way to get in contact with us and participate is to contact us using the PHBC Radio app. Just tap on the link to contact the studio and send us a message directly from there. We'd love to hear from you. And you know, send us your questions, comments, and your contributions as well. If you're on social media, you can contact us directly using our social media channels, just using the handle at PHBC London. You can find us on Twitter, well, X, formerly known as Twitter, on Insta, and on Facebook. And any message you send to us during the show will come directly to us in the studio. So let's get to it. And in our normal fashion, we check in with one another to find out what is on our mind. So, Pastor Deji, what is on your mind?
What is on my mind? Oh my goodness. It's really wonderful to be here. We've been having what I consider really good weather.
Yes, we have been actually.
Yeah.
Yes.
You know, so it's warm enough for those who want to walk around in a t-shirt, and it's warm enough for those who want to wear a cardigan.
Yes.
You know, it's warm enough for those who want to walk around in a t-shirt and cool enough for those who want to wear a cardigan.
Yes.
You know, good balance, you know, and it's dry and it's bright.
Yeah.
But what's really, really been on my mind, honestly, I can't get, it's just around the corner. I can't get over the Pollard's Hill Community Fund Day. Yes, that's the big thing on my mind, because the publicity is in full swing.
Wow.
If you've been on our social media channels over the last week or so, I think we went live last week Monday. That's the 21st, was when it all blew. So the video's out now. And the talent, as they're called, the VIPs, the guest appearances.
I don't know who they are at all.
When, really?
When I see the, what do you call it, the trailer?
The promo video,
yes.
Yeah.
I'm just like, who? Who? And everyone's like, oh, yeah, yeah. And I'm like, okay.
Hold on.
The only one I know is Emmanuel. That's all I know.
I was just about to say.
But the rest of them, I'm like.
I was just about to say, Emmanuel is a part of the PHBC family,
yes.
And you don't know him.
Emmanuel's the only one I know. The rest of them, I'm like.
Hold on. Well, you don't know Fuse?
No.
No. Well, I won't be introducing you on the day.
Okay.
Fuse ODG is, for those of you who don't know, where have you been? Fuse ODG is the biggest name on the bill this year, and he is a double MOBO award. So he's won more than one MOBO award. Yeah, multiple, should I say, then MOBO award winner. And he did a song in conjunction with Ed Sheeran.
Oh.
And won a Grammy for the song.
Wow.
Yeah. So you're understanding.
You've got the level of calibre.
I mean,
that's coming to Pollard's Hill.
Yes. Fuse is, I mean, the guy's got nearly half, he's got about 500,000 followers on social media.
Are they all going to come to the fund?
No.
Help us.
I mean, if 0.5%, 0.5% of his people come, that's 2,500 people just from him alone. That exactly. Now you're understanding
listeners,
the scale.
My mouth is gaping open because how are we going to accommodate 2,500 people? That's just from one artist.
We're factoring anywhere between 2,000 to 3,000 people this year. because of the people we've got. Yeah, because of the people on the bill. Yes, yes, yes. So I'm very, very pleased. Jayonix is an up-and-coming rapper. She's got a bit of a following, but she's up and coming. And so this is an opportunity for her. Mm. She's already been posting it out there. Number one. Number two, we have DJ Ace, who's a very, very well-known DJ. Used to be with BBC One Extra.
Oh, okay.
Now plays for Kiss FM.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, he's quite a... clear that up. Yeah. Quite a well-known DJ.
Uh-huh.
Then there's another guy called Silverstone. He's an Afrobeats guy.
Uh-huh.
You know, he's actually got there's a song of his that plays on PHBC Radio called Blessed, which is, I think, his latest single. It's a Christian song, interestingly, because he's a church boy, even though a lot of his music is like, you know, come on, let's shake it and enjoy ourselves kind of music.
Uh-huh.
But he's a church boy. He knows Jesus and Jesus knows him.
Uh-huh.
And then, of course, we have our own Emmanuel. And then Fuse. This year we're
I just realized, hold on a minute. It's what, how many men and one woman?
Yeah, exactly. Well, the MC is a woman.
Okay.
The MC is a woman. Okay. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Hey, if you've got a recommendation on female, you know, talent.
Yes, me.
What's your following on social media? How many again?
It don't matter the number of people following.
We're looking for someone who's going to bring a crowd.
Yeah, I'll bring the crowd. Don't worry.
For the right reasons. The right crowd for the right reasons.
You see this, listeners. You see this. Oh, my goodness.
You know we love you. You know we love you. So
okay.
Very, very excited.
Don't worry. I'll take my talent somewhere else for Jesus. Yes. Yes, carry on, sir.
Where was I? Oh, yeah. Very excited about the fun. You're out of order. Very excited about the fun day. Really excited about the fun day. And I think now it's all coming to a head.
Uh-huh.
You know, because there comes a point in a lot of events, preparation, projects, where you almost cross a line where there's now nothing you can do.
Mm.
Everything's just rolling.
All systems go.
Yeah, it's rolling. You can't stop anything anymore. Mm-hmm. You know,
yeah.
You can't stop anything anymore.
Mm-hmm.
So we're literally, I think, so today the 28th, what am I saying?
No.
Today's the I don't even know how I said 20.
Today's the 12th.
Thank you. 28th. 21st. I mean, I've been throwing some spurious dates.
I did wonder when you said last week was 21st.
Yeah, like, I don't know. Our last broadcast.
Oh, was it 21st?
When were we? Anyways, today's the 12th, right?
Uh-huh.
We've got less than 2 weeks.
Uh-huh.
Right? We've got less than 2 weeks.
No.
What are you looking for? You're checking dates.
I'm looking for when our last broadcast was.
I can't remember the date of the last show.
I don't even know where.
I know it was last month.
I know. Yeah, it was something like
it
that.
It was the... Anyways.
Well, have I got the 10th of June? No, it can't be.
This is dreadful, isn't it?
Oh, my goodness. What's happening? Someone's been in my notebooks.
Twilight Zone. Anyway, today's the 12th of August, and we've got less than 10 days, fewer than 10 days to this event.
Mm.
And I'm really excited.
Mm-hmm.
I'm really, really excited
about
what this could look like for the community, because it's about the community. And I'm really pleased that we're doing it. I'm really glad. And hallelujah, you know?
Hallelujah. And
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So trusting God for a good day, fun day.
Mm-hmm.
Whether or not it rains, honestly, I'm not bothered anymore.
I don't think
we're going to have
people will care.
Exactly.
Mm.
You know, people go to Carnival when it rains.
Exactly.
People go to Alton Towers when it rains.
Yes.
You know, if people are out to have a good time, the weather isn't going to stop anybody.
No.
You know, so let's make it a good time, and it won't matter what the weather's doing.
Mm-hmm.
We give God thanks anyway. What's on your mind, Lillian?
What's on my mind? Well, it's hard to forget the past week events with these, I don't know, even know what to call them, terrorism, riots. From the far right.
Well, over a week.
You know.
It's been
yes.
Nearly three. When were those? I mean, the catalyst was the girls dying.
Yes.
And then it's just
girls.
Had a fortnight of mayhem and foolishness on the streets of London.
You know, it's just
been. The nation.
It's just been ridiculous. There's no words. I've got no words except it's just you know, it's just pure violence. And, you know, lots of people's businesses have been affected. People's communities have been affected. Mm. I heard on the radio the other day, apparently in Millsborough, just as it was, you know, the early days of it kicking off all these, the riots and the terrorism, because that's what it was, yeah. There was a pastor, a priest, actually, he's a priest. He is 65 and he was kneeling down somewhere in the street. He was just praying over Millsborough. And apparently one of these far right, I don't even know what you could call them.
Thugs.
Yes, thugs. Picked the priest up and slammed him against the wall. Yes. Can you believe that? Can you believe? This is a white man on another white man.
So it's not even a race thing. No. It's not, oh, some immigrant pastor is in our streets.
No. And it's only by God's grace that he survived. It's only by God's grace that someone intervened, you know, when they saw what was happening.
Yeah.
And yet when I heard the man interview, you know, he was able to laugh. He was able to, you know, you could hear him smiling. And it's like he's given him even more of a zeal to do the work of God, you know. And he was talking about how much he loves Millsborough, how he's ashamed of, you know, what's happened. And all, you know, just you could hear that the mercy and the forgiveness that he has towards the person who, you know, did this. For me, unforgivable.
Yeah,
you know,
it
was just amazing. And it seems that we've forgotten why, you know, first of all, what has happened, which is these three young ladies, you know, three young girls, should I say, who, you know, sadly died at the hands of someone.
Killed.
Yeah. At the hands of someone who obviously was not, you know, who's not mentally well. However, we've forgotten as a nation that a few months back, you know, of the young black boy who was on his way to school, well known in his community as a polite, you know, young man.
Church boy.
Yeah, church boy, who was stabbed by a white man who had mental illness issues.
Yeah.
But did we as black people go on the streets and start rioting and terrorizing people? No, we didn't, you know. And then to top it off, you know, Elon Musk of Twitter, X, whatever, you know, chipping in his two little nonsense.
About civil war.
Associating, you know, with the far right. What as for me, I've deactivated my account. I've deactivated it. I don't want to be associated with such nonsense. I mean, I wasn't really using my Twitter account anyway.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
That, for me, just like, you know what?
Last straw.
Time to come off this nonsense. Yeah. I was like, no.
I have to say it is a shameful state of affairs, or has been in the, you know, thank God, you know, for the weekend. Thank God for changes that are coming. Thank God. I mean, our prime minister, Lord bless him. That's all I'm going to say.
We need a new captain to steer the ship. That's all I can say.
The guy just got there.
And already he's fluffing about.
The guy just got there. I mean, the ink hasn't even dried on his contract.
Oh, my goodness.
But, you know, the Prime Minister...
He's sweating under the collar.
Yes. All of a sudden, he's in the hot seat now. He gets it.
It is.
He's like, exactly. Oh, Rishi didn't tell me it was like this.
Baptism of fire.
Indeed. You know, and he's trying to come down hard and clamp down hard. You know, just the other day, he was saying, you know, part of his election pledge, our prisons are too full. We need to let people out. If you serve 40% of your sentence, you can go.
Oh.
And then this stuff is going on. And he's saying, hey, we're opening new prison spaces. Dude, really?
You know, it's a joke.
Yeah.
It's a real joke. I mean, I said, me personally, I said, they should round them all up. All those perpetrators and send them off to Rwanda. The same way that they were wanting to do it for those who've come from tormenting countries.
Yes,
people who've been abused. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you want to round them up and send them to... No. These perpetrators... These
thugs, absolutely.
...need to be rounded up and gone to Rwanda to serve there, serve the communities and know what it's like. You know?
Britain doesn't have a Guantanamo Bay like America.
Exactly.
Does. Maybe it's time we find some territory somewhere or, you know, negotiate some stuff.
Alcatraz.
Oh, my goodness.
That's what we need, an Alcatraz Island.
Okay.
Anyway,
I think we should let's take a break.
Yes.
Let's take a break from this. If you're just joining in, yes, this is Being Mindful, where we discuss issues that are dear to our hearts,
yes,
including people rampaging the streets of Britain, and how to deal with them, and what island we should throw them on.
Yes, but even Jesus, I mean, look at what Jesus did in the temple. So, you know,
he flipped over some tables.
Yeah, he flipped over some tables.
Pulled out a whip and started.
Yes,
cast them out of temple. Affray.
So we do that to these far right protest riot terrorists. Anyway, back to the music. And we breathe, we take a breath.
And we breathe. In fact, I tell you what, we've got, obviously, it's Being Mindful. We've got a couple of songs for you. The first one, let's take a music break. First one, we'll do that after us. This first one, it's a danceable track. So let me just say this. After we've been talking about all the far right stuff, and, you know, and all these people that are like, send them home. So we're all immigrants.
Exactly,
absolutely.
We
from
are.
The Anglo-Saxons.
Yes.
They came on boats.
This is an island.
They came on boats.
These people obviously don't know their history.
Yeah, everybody's descendants came on boats. So anyways, after all of that, this
well,
is
we're
a
boat people.
It's a we must play this music. We need this music. This song, as I said, it's a boogieable track. It's by a well-known Caribbean gospel artist. His name is Company. The song was actually released in March of this year. And it is called It is released, the guy's name is Positive, forgive me, Caribbean gospel artist Positive. It was released in March of this year, and the song is called Company. Was Company by Positive. It's interesting. I wanted to look up a little bit something about Positive as a gospel artist, and I typed in. I wanted to find out when the song was released.
Uh-huh.
So I typed in Positive Company into Google. And people were talking about Positive Company, having good friends, come and attend a seminar, how to maintain positivity in your life around your social circles. And I was just like, I just want to know when the track was released.
As soon as you said, I just knew. I was like, you know what? You just opened up a can of worms there.
Indeed. Indeed. So that was Positive with Company. Hey, listen, if you've just joined us, you're listening to Be Mindful on PHBC Radio, where we discuss issues pertaining to our quality of life as Christians. We've been having fun this evening. Thank you for joining us. Listen, we'd love for you to, in just a moment, we're going to kick into our topic for today.
Mm-hmm.
We'd love for you to join us. Love, love, love for you to join us. And just hear your thoughts, you know, what's on your mind, for example. Do let us know. You can get in touch with us by using the PHBC Radio app.
Mm-hmm.
Just tap on the link to contact the studio.
Mm-hmm.
And to contact the studio. There's lots of mm-hmms coming from you. You're right there in the middle of it. It's like I'm preaching. You're like, I'm waiting for one of those to be like, amen. Preach, pastor.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Preach, preacher. Oh, my days. What a day, what a day, what a day. So, yeah, easiest way to contact us is to... No, don't do it. Is to use the PHBC Radio app or even the PHBC Church app. You click on the button that says contact the studio. You send us a message. We pick it up right here. So let's get to our topic for today. We are talking about overcoming temptation. Is that right?
Yes, overcoming temptation. Overcoming temptation.
Mm-hmm.
What is temptation, Pastor?
Oh, my days. What is temptation?
Mm-hmm.
That, there are many ways to interpret temptation, but fundamentally, temptation is what I'm gonna say it the way I'm not reading a definition or anything. Temptation is what I think temptation is a desire, an urge to do something that we typically know we shouldn't do. It's the urge to do something we know we shouldn't do.
Mm-hmm.
And that urge can be typically fueled by some sort of feel good.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So it's something that temporary relief, temporary pleasure that urges us to do something we know we shouldn't do.
Mm-hmm.
That's how I would define temptation.
Very good, Pastor. Well, I looked up in the dictionary.
Oh, okay.
Yes, and it says the act of tempting, enticement or allurement, allurement. The fact or state of being tempted, especially to do evil. Mm. And to tempt is to entice or allure, to do something often regarded as unwise, wrong, or immoral.
Wow.
Yeah, exactly. So, Pastor, in terms of as Christians, you know, we can totally relate to that, you know, of being enticed to do something that is regarded as unwise, or wrong, or immoral. Have you ever been tempted, Pastor? You ever faced temptation?
Of course you faced it. I think everybody faces temptation.
And what temptations?
I mean, wow.
Confession of the soul.
Yes, here we go. If temptation is being allured and enticed to do something sinful, something immoral, it is the idea of us being urged, pushed to do so. Because sometimes temptation happens by persuasion, like Satan.
Mm-hmm.
Satan persuaded Eve, you know, that was temptation. You know, so sometimes temptation is by persuasion. Sometimes it is by attraction,
mm-hmm.
because you think, ooh, I'll have that,
mm-hmm.
you know.
Mm-hmm.
The easy thing, for example, temptation is like what? you know, a child sees, I mean, we see those experiments, don't we, with children, mm-hmm. you know, a plate of biscuits, you know, some chocolates there.
Sweet.
Say, I'm just going to go out, you know, don't take any. Okay. Just, you can't eat it. Mm. And you know, the children that will, and they'll smell it and they'll put their faces oh. on it. They'll touch it and lick their fingers. You know, they'll lick it and put it back. <You know? clears throat> And that is temptation displayed. So have I ever been tempted? To say no is just dumb, isn't it? Mm-hmm. You know, right from childhood, we're all tempted. Mm-hmm. And as I'm talking, I'm thinking, you know, what can I say I was tempted to do? I mean, when I was younger, I smoked.
Mm. Did you?
Yeah.
Pasta.
I know, right?
Wow.
Yeah, I did.
Mm,
those who know my story and how I came to be introduced to Jesus was through smoking. Yes, it absolutely was.
Wow.
Yeah. Because I got on a plane. You don't know the story?
I know part of the story, but I didn't know smoking was involved in that.
Smoking, because I got on a plane, you know, lights went off, and there was a lady sitting next to me already. I was in the smoking section.
Oh.
It was in 1988. Wow. 17th of November 1988, and the lights went off, and I pull out a cigarette. I just bought this brand new lighter,
mm-hmm.
and I put the lighter on, and I was just about to light the cigarette, and I just had an urge to switch it off,
mm-hmm.
and I turned to the lady next to me. I said, "Excuse me, do you mind if I smoke?" For whatever reason, and this woman in this absolutely beautiful American accent, turns out she was a pastor.
Oh, but what was she doing in smoking?
In the smoking section. So she was part of a group of people who had gone on a mission trip to Nigeria,
uh-huh.
to Jos in the north.
Mm.
So she was on a domestic flight from Jos to Lagos.
Oh,
I was on that flight. What was she doing in the smoking section? For whatever, there was about 10 of them in the group.
Mm.
Her pastor was in the group. Her husband was in the group.
Mm.
So let me just say this. When I said, "Do you mind if I smoke?" Mm. She turned to me and said, "If you're giving me a choice, I prefer if you don't."
Mm.
Ouch. Mm. So for some reason, she was on the same flight. They were on the same flight as me.
Mm-hmm.
For some reason, she couldn't be seated with the group.
Oh.
For some reason, she couldn't be seated with her husband.
Wow.
For some reason, that she sat in the smoking section. For some reason, it was me that sat next to
yeah.
her. For some reason, even though I had the right to smoke mm-hmm. without any conversation, mm-hmm. I asked her permission. And for some reason, even though it was my right, she denied me permission.
Mm-hmm.
The next thing pastor is doing, she's telling me about Jesus. She closed her book. She's telling me about Jesus. Hour and 45 minute flight. Trust me, before that flight was done, we're talking sinner's prayer. We're talking laying of hands.
Baptism.
No. Yes. Baptism in the Holy Spirit. We're talking Amen. Speaking in tongues on the flight.
Amen.
And I'm coming from an Anglican background. I didn't even know these things existed. The phrase born again, that was the first time I heard it.
Oh.
Yeah. You know, so it was amazing. As it happens, she's in my life.
Yeah.
I found her 24 years later in 2012.
Uh-huh.
She's my spiritual mom. She's actually here in the UK right now.
Mama Phyllis.
Yes, yes. She's actually here. She's with us for another 3 weeks, another two weeks and a bit. Oh. You know, which is absolutely wonderful. So she's going to be with us, you know, throughout this month of August. She's with us right through to the beginning of September. Then she has to go back to Virginia.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So, you know, my temptation, one key thing in my whole story was me being tempted to take up smoking, you know. How about you?
Well, one thing I can remember, which is quite humorous, actually, I remember when we used to do a lot of conferences. I worked with a certain organization and we used to do conferences all over the country. And you know, when you go to these hotels and they give you like a conference package of stationery, things like that, and you find a pen that works really well, you're just like, oh my goodness, if I had 10 of these pens, you know,
my life would be different.
Oh my goodness. So me and my colleagues
no, your pen teeth.
It was so funny because they said it was. They said it was free. That's what the staff said. Yeah. Yes, complimentary is free, right? So we're just like, okay, well, I'll take that one, put that one in my bag, and then I'll take another one and use that one on a day today, and then I'll use another one tomorrow, etc. What my friend did was because we all knew that these pants were nice. She went. She disappeared. And then she came back, no lie, she came back with a huge handful of these certain pens. She put them on the table. She said, quick, take them. So we shared them out. We took like a small handful each. And just as I was about to put mine in, I think I put it in the bag. Did the Holy Spirit spring on me and tell me to put those pens back? I was like,
Lord, why did you have to talk now?
I was like,
I could have repented tomorrow.
Can't take just even one of those pens.
No, once you've spoken, that's it.
Oh my goodness, the conviction.
It hurts.
It was like... So when my friend went away, then I took the pens out of my bag, and I think I took them back to reception or something, and I was just like, Lord, help me, because those pens.
Actually, as you're saying that now, you know, isn't that what we do? That hotel towel, the hotel robe.
Yes, the notepads, everything.
You're not meant to take the notepad at a conference. Fair enough.
If you're using the one that you're using.
Yes, that one. Yes.
Not the ones that are piled in the corner.
Okay, fair enough. No, I've never done that, you know. But there's the temptation of, wow, these towels are big and fluffy.
The bathrobe.
And the robe.
And the slippers. Or pillow. I've known people walked out of hotels with pillows.
No.
Yes.
That's
pillows. Too. I'm telling you. Yeah. When I used to work in a certain gym, people used to walk out with the towels.
Wow.
Yes, they used to walk out with the towels. And so they had to start putting...
the security tags.
Yeah, security tags on the towels. Yeah. Because, I mean, towels were nice and fluffy. But yeah, people used to conveniently put them in their bag and, yeah.
But even little things like, you know, the biscuits in the hotel room. You know, I mean, yes, they're there for that, fair enough. Mm. But I'm not talking about the ones in your room.
Mm.
I'm talking about, you know, the following morning when you're coming back from breakfast.
Yes.
And there's a trolley in the corridor. Got a box of biscuits.
I wouldn't know about that.
Now I've never done it like that per se.
Uh-huh.
But I've looked in the I've actually gone in the box because, you know, they'll have maybe custard creams, bourbon creams, and digestives.
Uh-huh.
And if you give me a choice of those three, I'll go for the digestives.
Uh-huh.
And so if I'm walking past that trolley, for example, and I see the digestives, I'll take me an extra pack of digestives and I'll leave the other one.
Calling out to you.
Yeah, I'll leave the other ones behind. I'm like, I ain't eating that. Give me the digestives. So So I've done that too as well.
Uh-huh.
I've done that before. You know, in fairness, my rationale is, but I didn't eat that one. That's why I took this one. It still doesn't make it right.
No, it doesn't. No.
But here's the interesting thing about temptation. Temptation requires secrecy. One of the things I say to people is when Satan was speaking to Eve, it wasn't a conference call.
Yes.
It wasn't a conference call.
Mm.
Temptation usually, not always, usually requires secrecy. It's done in dark. It's done in secret.
Exactly.
It's done in the hidden
behind
places.
Behind closed doors.
Yep. Yep. Yep.
Undercover.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
That's a true point. Yes. Yes. So here are some examples of temptations. Listeners, let us know. Have you been tempted? If you dare to confess to us, we won't tell anyone. We promise we won't. But get in touch with us via the PHBC London handle if you're on social media, and via the PHBC app on the PHBC app. Contact us. Send us your message. It comes straight through to the studio. Let us know, what have you been tempted? You've heard our confession, so come on, you know, share. Mm-hmm. Let us know. But some examples of temptation are obviously stealing, which we've given examples of, lying, temptation to lie.
I want to jump on this. Forgive me. I want to jump on this.
Go ahead.
I have an understanding. I mean, sin is sin is sin, mm-hmm. but I have an understanding is the word mm-hmm. when I hear a child lie. Mm-hmm. The one reason we lie, do you know what it is? Fear. Mm-hmm. We're afraid of loss of friendship, loss of face, loss mm-hmm. of, you know, status, loss of money, loss of whatever. We lie because we're afraid. Mm-hmm. Okay. So I understand when a child is afraid. No, I didn't do it. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're afraid. I have no room, there's no logic mm-hmm. when an adult lies. Mm-hmm. I mean, what are you afraid of? Mm. Why would you lie? Mm. What? Someone's going to take your life? I mean, why would you lie?
But do you think that's down to childhood? Something that, you know, they've experienced in their childhood.
Unresolved childhood issues.
Yeah.
I absolutely believe so, Pratt. Mm. You know, that's the only thing I can think of, mm-hmm. is the child is still operating, still mm-hmm. running the show. Mm. Yeah. So forgive me. I just wanted to jump in on that.
That's
on the
okay.
lying one.
So lying, exaggerating the truth as well, mm-hmm. which is, you
it's
know.
It's a lie.
Exactly.
It's a half a exactly. truth. It's a lie.
Yes.
Well, it's partially true. It's a lie.
It's a white lie.
Doesn't matter what color it is. It's
pork
a lie.
being unfaithful at work, mm-hmm. you know, you can be working and then, you know, all of a sudden you're taking personal calls during your working hours, you're, you know, on your social media, on whatever it is you're supposed to be doing work and you're not working, you know. And there's a temptation there, you know, to, you know what, let me just see what's on social media. Let me just make this quick phone call.
Yeah, yeah.
Other temptations, overeating, the temptation to overeat, yeah. Drink yeah. as well, temptation yeah. to drink, yeah. whether it's drinking alcohol or drinking things that, you know, are not great for you. And temptation to deceive others mm-hmm. as well, mm-hmm. you know. You might, I don't know, give someone something and you say, oh, it's all right, you know, it'll be all right. And then yeah, knowing full well.
Mm.
Yeah. It's like selling your friend, you know, your car and you said, oh, yeah, it had all the MOT and everything's yes. checked. But when did they have the MOT? When well, was the last
even,
check?
Even if you had the MOT last week, you know it failed.
Yeah, exactly. You know? So, yeah, the temptation to deceive others, adultery. Which we'll talk about later, some examples, mm. sexual fornication as well, temptation to, you know, deceive your temple, you know, our body is the temple of the Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
So that's just a few examples.
I mean, in just a moment, I want to take a music break now. Mm-hmm. Yes, I want to take a music break. And in just a moment, I'd like us to, let's look at, you know, some of these examples a little bit in depth, but particularly from a God perspective.
Mm-hmm.
You know, for me, when I think about temptation from a God perspective, temptation, sin, mm-hmm. is all rooted in identity, mm-hmm. in us knowing who we are,
yes.
who we're meant to be.
Yes.
You know, when you know yourself, you act accordingly.
Mm.
And when you doubt yourself, you can go and do all sorts of things, mm. right? It's back to that old saying, where use is unknown, abuse is inevitable.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't know who you are and what you're meant to be doing, sooner or later, you're going to put yourself in the wrong place, do the wrong thing, mm-hmm. choose the wrong thing, hang around the wrong people, et cetera, et cetera. God has placed us on a particular level. When we do not yield to God on that level,
mm.
when we do not allow God to control the level he has put us,
mm-hmm.
that's when we start to fall prey
mm.
to temptation
mm-hmm.
and sin.
Mm.
Because we don't see ourselves the way God sees
yes.
us. So we're yielding to the enticement, the lure
mm-hmm.
of this thing that is not so good,
mm-hmm.
you know, because it's going to give us temporary pleasure.
Yes. Yeah, exactly.
But we'll look at the God perspective in a bit. This is another song. It's a fairly well-known song. You know, just earlier on, we had the song Company by Positive. And those of you that were listening intently to it, you may have realized there's like a little Afrobeat thing going on in that song. There was some Afrobeat, I don't know, effects in there. And Afrobeats is this thing that just seems to have taken over the world right now. Everybody seems to be jumping on the Afrobeats bandwagon. Afrobeats mm-hmm. is a really popular music genre in virtually, it's just going everywhere. So this song that we're going to listen to now is also jumping on that bandwagon. It's a 2024 release. Tasha Cobbs Leonard was one of the writers of this song, together with Anna Anatoria. Mm-hmm. If you remember at our last Being Mindful show, Anatoria featured with Lima Blaze. So the song is the Afrobeats version. It is by Maverick City Music, and it is called In the Room.
Was Maverick City in the room? God is in the room. So as we were saying, you know, when you're facing temptation, remember God is in the room. God is there with you. Mm. So don't think that God don't see. God sees everything. But before we took our break, Pastor, you were talking about, you know, God's perspective around temptation. Can you share a little snippet about that, please?
Yeah, I mean, I was just thinking about, you know, what exactly temptation is and why. And God has put us, he's created us. You know, he said right at the beginning, let us make man in our image and our likeness. Mm-hmm. When Satan went to Eve, he says, if you eat this, you will be like God.
Mm.
She was already like God Mm-hmm. Do you understand? But temptation yielded because she lost sight of the fact that she was already like God. Adam lost sight of the fact that he was already like God.
Yeah.
So he ate. And so what temptation typically does, temptation typically is a shortcut to the feel good, to the validation, to the, yeah, I am all that. Mm. Yes, I can. Yes, I, you know, this is nice.
Mm.
You know, the pat on the back.
Mm-hmm.
Typically, it's a circumventing of God's ideal plan for us.
Yeah.
And so typically what happens is God, God has placed us on a level. He has elevated us to a particular point. But we don't see that sometimes. And so we yield to temptation because we want to feel, you know, the excuse the phrase, but the poor man wants to feel rich.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know?
It's giving you a false sense of security.
Yes. Aha. A false sense of identity. Mm. A false sense of validation.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but sometimes we know it's false.
Mm.
But we want that endorphin release. We want that feel good.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why we yield to it.
Mm.
Because we lose sight of who we actually are in God.
Yeah, yeah. And that brings up a really good example about Joseph and Potiphar's wife.
Mm-hmm. You know,
where in Genesis 39, listeners, if you want to read that, Genesis 39, verse 6 to 12, you know, Potiphar's wife obviously was not satisfied with her husband Potiphar,
mm-hmm.
who was the ruler at that time over Egypt. And Joseph was like assisting Potiphar. She wanted to have her cake and eat it and, you know, try and get her claws into Joseph. But Joseph was not having any of it.
No. So
he ran for his life. But interestingly, I was talking with a church aunt of mine, and she didn't know that we're doing this topic, and she mentioned, she said, because we were talking around temptation, and she was saying, you know, maybe that's why God allowed Joseph to go into the prison, because if Joseph had hung around long enough around, you know, trying to resist the wife, or maybe eventually he might have given in.
Succumbed. Yeah. And I think that's a really powerful point. Temptation isn't unique to any individual. No single person has copyright on temptation.
We don't have like
we
that.
We all face it. Jesus was tempted.
Jesus was tempted in the wilderness. He was led into the wilderness by the Holy Spirit to be tempted of the devil, you know. So again, listeners, if you want to read up on that, it's Matthew 4, and then it's also in Luke 4 as well.
And the thing is that temptation comes to us all. We all will face temptation. How we face it and what happens on the other side of that is what determines how well-rounded we are as an individual, whether that be mentally, emotionally, or even spiritually rounded.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and it's really, really important that we have in mind temptation is going to come.
Yes.
What do we do when it does?
That's it.
That's the critical question.
It's like saying we know it's going to rain.
Absolutely.
You know, eventually, you know, like you say, we've had some really nice days, sunny, warm weather, but we know at some point it's going to rain. We know at some point the summer's going to turn into autumn, autumn's going to turn into winter. And it's how do you prepare for that?
And the important thing is that I think the critical thing, that's such a wonderful, I'm glad you said that, because the critical thing for me is that God doesn't necessarily stop the rain.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't stop the rain.
Mm.
You know what? You know, honestly, he sends us weather forecasters and apps.
Mm. You know, exactly.
And you know, people who stand on TV pointing at wonderful you know, CGI charts. Yeah. That's what he does, so that we can prepare instead of standing outside our front door, moaning and groaning and complaining and griping.
Mm.
You know, you had access. You had the means of finding your escape.
Mm.
You had the means of knowing what clothes to wear.
Yeah.
You know, like somebody said, there's no such thing as bad weather.
Mm. It's just bad clothing.
It's bad clothing. It's unpreparedness.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's the issue. We're not just not prepared. There's no such thing as bad weather. There isn't. It's just you aren't prepared for it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think so. Similarly, God doesn't stop the rain.
No.
God doesn't actually stop temptation. You know, the temptation in the Lord's Prayer, the model prayer,
Matthew
the Our Father, Matthew 6, Jesus teaching us to pray said, lead us not into temptation, saying that to God.
Mm.
You know, lead lead us, and if you read the synopsis for today, you know, Jesus leads us into, hold on. What's that got to do? What's temptation got to do with God? You know, what exactly is that saying? Lead us not. Is it God that tempts us? Is it God that leads us into temptation? And do you know the answer to that question?
No.
That's the answer. No, it's not God. It's actually not God.
No.
And fundamentally, I mean, it's a roundabout way of Jesus saying, shield us, protect us, hold us, keep us from temptation.
Yeah.
Do you understand? It didn't say eradicate temptation. Temptation is a thing. I mean, it's real and it's going to come.
Yeah.
But hold us in that time. As you lead us, help us to walk through safely on the other side, to come through on the other side.
You know, also I was thinking of there was a temptation which I think is really fundamental here to consider in our everyday lives, and the David, when he, you know, he should have been out on the battlefield, but instead he stayed back, lazy. Decided, you know what, they can do, let them get on with it. And then he went upstairs, went to his window and looked across, and what did he see?
The season in David's life, in the early part of his life, when he was alone and lonely, he lifted his eyes to the Lord. When God elevated him, what did he do? He lowered his eyes to somebody else.
Yeah.
Do you understand what I mean? He wasn't looking to the Lord. He was looking for,
You
know?
So he thought he was okay. You know, and sometimes we as Christians, that's what we think. We think, you know what? I'm okay. I don't need to read my Bible. I don't need to read my word.
I don't need to.
I don't need to pray.
Yeah.
I don't need to go to church.
Hold on. I prayed yesterday.
I don't need to go to church.
Why do I need to say it? God reads my heart anyway. God's a mind reader.
Yeah.
So why do I really need to say it?
And it's times like that which are dangerous because the enemy, remember, the enemy is always listening and looking for someone to devour. And if you are ripe for temptation, trust me, he's already got it ready for you.
Isn't it the fact that the one who says, I don't need to pray, is actually the one who needs to pray?
Yeah. Yeah. So, Pastor, what are some of the ways that we can overcome temptation or shield ourselves from temptation?
You know, typically, habit. It takes a village to raise a child. It also takes a village to sustain an adult. You know, who are you becoming? They say, show me your friends, I'll tell you who you are. Your ability to sustain, to overcome temptation, your ability to resist temptation is dependent on who you are. It's about identity. It's about confidence in who you are. And our identity is also reinforced by the people around us, by the circumstances around us, the places we put ourselves. God never, you know, directly saves us from temptation, but what he does is he opens an escape route.
Yes,
he gives us a get out of jail free card,
a way of escape.
He makes a way of escape. And so one way, the obvious one, is go to God, call to God, cry to God.
Exactly.
But beyond that, accountability.
Ask him to help you.
Indeed. Beyond that, accountability. You know, we said earlier on, temptation, sin, that stuff happens in the dark, happens in secret places, happens when you're alone. So you know what you do? You reverse that. Switch on the light.
Yes.
Make it public.
Yes.
Get people involved.
Yeah.
That's the ease. You want to resist temptation? Open your mouth and tell someone.
Exactly. You know, be childlike. You know, when children are being tormented by their siblings or something, and they go, Mommy, Daddy, there's something.
Yes.
We've got to be like that to God.
Yes.
You know, it's like, absolutely. God, I'm being tempted to go this way or to take this or to whatever it is. And just lay it at his feet.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And he will come with his, I mean, he's given us the Holy Spirit. He's given us his angels to watch over us and guide us and take charge over
us. He's given us his word. He's given us his church. He's given us people around us.
Exactly. All these resources. So don't think I have to battle it by myself. Because if you try it in self-will, you will fail.
The truth of it is, who we are, as I said, is very much defined by what and who is around us. If we look at how we dress, you know, what we do is we embrace trends or we reject them. We embrace fashion or we reject them. We embrace ideologies or we reject them. It's binary. There's no kind of, no. It's binary with those things. And so what we should do in terms of resisting temptation, overcoming temptation, is we should practice being those people who do that.
Yes.
Hanging around, you know, as they say, you know, you hang around five millionaires, you'll be the sixth.
Mm-hmm.
Hang around five monkeys, you'll be the sixth.
Mm.
You know, it's just one of those things. You put yourself in an environment,
yes,
where with people who can handle.
Who are you hanging around?
You
know,
you hang around five athletes, you'll be the sixth.
Mm.
It's that, it's each one, you know. Wood. When wood's burning,
mm-hmm,
the flame remains lit, mm-hmm, when the wood is connected to one another.
Mm-hmm.
If I take a piece of wood out, it will be extinguished.
Yes.
When they're connected to one another,
mm-hmm,
the flame can continue.
Mm-hmm.
And it is as simple as that. It is such a simple principle.
Mm-hmm.
Stay connected to the source. Stay connected to the flame.
Mm-hmm.
Stay connected to the power. Stay connected to accountability.
Yes.
You know, and so practice that. Practice not just going with what the world says, going with what society says. And because in the world in which we live today, societal values, mm-hmm, say, don't worry about that. Mm. Deal with it tomorrow.
Exactly.
And then that becomes our norm. Don't worry about it. Deal with it tomorrow. Yeah. Becomes the norm.
Mm. Yeah. And here's a couple of scriptures that listeners, you may want to meditate, pray on. 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 12 to 13, which talks about, you know, God giving us a way of escape from temptation. 2 Peter chapter 2, verse 9a, which talks about God can help us. He can deliver us from temptation. And in Hebrews 4, 15 to 16, you know, remember that Jesus was tempted, but God helped, mm-hmm, him, mm-hmm, you know. So, you know, meditate, pray on those scriptures, and remember you're not alone. But also another way to overcome temptation is to combat the lies of the tempter.
Yeah.
Remember, the tempter is the devil himself. And God has given us authority over all the power of the enemy. So that's Luke 10:19 and Revelations 12:11. We can overcome temptation by the blood of the Lamb. You know, we have the resources.
We do. And what I can't remember the reference. Submit yourself to God, number one.
Mm-hmm.
Then resist the devil.
Yes. Yes.
You don't resist first. He ain't going anywhere unless you're submitted.
Mm-hmm.
But exactly as you're saying, Lillian, it's about reversing. It's about the opposite. It's about, do you understand? So you're in isolation, get people around you.
Mm-hmm.
It's in secret, make it public.
Yes.
It's in the dark, turn on the lights.
Mm-hmm.
You know, sometimes we're weakest, we're vulnerable when we're stressed.
Mm-hmm.
Get rid of the stresses in your life.
Yes.
You know, tell somebody, find ways to relax.
Mm-hmm.
If you're there's a phrase, power abhors a vacuum.
Mm-hmm.
Power abhors a vacuum.
Mm-hmm.
If there's a gap, something will fill it.
Yes.
Some sort of authority will fill it. Remove that.
Mm.
If there are places in your life where you're like, I'm not sure, find something that's binary.
Yes.
Find a yes or no, you know, response. Yes or no solution, that's the word, to your quandary.
Mm.
Go and find a yes or no and choose one.
Mm.
Because often the enemy plays into this ambiguous, because in that moment when he was tempting Eve, he was a half truth.
Mm. Yes.
He went into the grays and he muddled with her and he said, yeah, come over this way.
Mm.
I mean, this bit's true, so it must all be true, right?
Yeah.
And that's what he did.
Yeah.
Get rid of those moral uncertainties in life.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the enemy's whispering lies, as you've just said, the enemy's whispering lies. Confess truths.
Yes.
You turn your music louder.
Mm, exactly. And know the truth about the consequences of falling for temptation, because oftentimes people forget about the consequences of the falling for temptation. There's the feelings of guilt, shame, condemnation. You know, these are some of Satan's favorite weapons to use. He lures you, he's alluring you into the trap.
Mm-hmm,
and once you've licked your lips and everything with the temptation, then he starts bombarding you with the guilt, the condemnation,
And because of that condemnation and shame, you know, like, oh, I can't go back to God.
Yeah.
Well, seeing as I'm here, I might as well.
Oh, my goodness. One temptation can lead on to another. And the next thing you're caught up in some type of spiral that you find it difficult to get out of. So, yes. And if you give into temptation, immediately ask God for forgiveness. You know,
and tell somebody,
you know, how much more, you know, in the world. And when you've been talking, Pastor, I'm reminded of Alcohol Anonymous, who have their 12-step program.
Yep.
And they also have accountability people to, you know, to help the people who need support. Mm-hmm. So how much more we, you know?
Exactly, exactly. In the things of the spirit, the things relating to eternity.
Yeah. And learn to say no. Practice saying no. N-O, no, devil, get out in the name of Jesus.
Yeah.
And, you know, like I said, get, we've said it, you know, don't do it alone. Get some help. There are people there to support us.
Indeed.
We have ended, well, we've come to the end of the show.
Yes, yes,
and we've also come to the end of this season of Being Mindful.
Yeah, we're going on a break. We're our summer break, aren't we?
Yes, summer break.
Yes.
Summer.
So when are we back?
Summertime.
Okay, that's not. Is that a praise and worship song?
No,
is that a?
No,
was that Darlene Check? That one, or is that Maverick City?
No.
30 seconds. Listen, we're back on the 23rd of September.
Yes.
Being Mindful. So we're taking a break for a while. Listen, you can always catch up on the app, on the PHBC Radio app,
mm-hmm.
or on the PHBC Church app. It's been wonderful having you with us.
Yes.
As we always say at the end of every show. Please be mindful of yourselves and each other. God bless you.
God bless you.